Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right. How are you? Happy Monday. Are you ready for some positive self-talk today? Not from me, because I always will positively self-talk you, because that's just kind of what I do. It's my job if you're my J-O-B, but I'm talking about you, because I hear you sometimes talking to yourself, and you think you're being positive, but you're not. I'll point that out today, and I bet you, once you hear what you're doing, you'll hear it today, and you'll correct it, just like that. It'll just fix it. So hang on, it's coming up. It is a Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. Way back in 2006, I started this show based on the premise of life begins when you move. The premise came from my dad. He said, get your ass off the couch and get out there and do something. I said, okay, life begins when you move. And I would. I'd go try to do something, and it wouldn't work out. I'd come back in the house, drag, and he'd say, what are you doing here? Of course life gets in the way. Get out there and do it. I said, okay. Well, I did that a couple times, and eventually it was like, well, I ain't going to go back because I know what he's going to say. So I just stood up, took a step, repeated, and haven't stopped ever since then. I didn't actually learn the importance of what he was doing in his parental way until like 12, 13 years later when he passed away. I was 30 when he died. And I went, okay, yeah. I didn't like him at the time, but dude was smart. So anyway, I'm going to give some smart to you today. Is that awesome? My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. I'm so grateful to have you here today. That grateful book I'm writing, first draft is done. It is off to the editors, and we go on sale October 4th. I'll tell you more about that as I get through the rewrite and the edit and everything that's coming up. I'll tell you about that too. And also, I do want to let you know that if you haven't visited us at our Facebook page, dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook, been very active there. It's just a neat group of people. Very cool stuff, kind of lifestyle stuff. It's not just all motivation and positive and stuff like that. It's not affirmations, it's not quotes. We have some of that stuff. This is real people, just motivating their way through life and just sharing and helping. Check it out. You're also going to see the video that I did where this podcast is going to be a video podcast here probably in a couple of weeks, but we're testing the system now. If you haven't seen me do the show, the only place to see it is at dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. And there you will see the testing that I'm doing. And I got to tell you, it's pretty interesting. If you only listen to what I do and you haven't seen me do it, it's a different experience, kind of a different dimension there. So check it out. Okay. Got stuff to do. First thing on Mondays. Have you done your homework? Let's go fast on this. You know how to do it. Ask yourself one question. How's my life going? It's going great. You're going to keep it that way. It's not going great. You're going to change it. That's it. So we don't have to go much deeper than that. I know we could. We can do a weekend seminar on that, but it really doesn't matter. If you like what's happening and you dig it, find a way to keep it going. Just pay attention to that. If you don't like what's happening, damn it, find a way to change it. Get over it. Move on. Okay? Do your homework, not only today, but every single day, and watch what happens to your life. Everything will change. And a couple of weeks from now, people are going to say, what happened to you? What are you doing, man? What's going on? How'd you do that? You're like, did my homework. So let's talk about some self-talk, okay? On this, the 4,311th show, that means only 689 shows to go before I hit my 5,000 Daily Boost episode goal. After that, I don't know, climb Mount Everest, something like that. We'll see what happens. But we're going to talk about focusing on positive self-talk. Now, I've been listening to a lot of my clients tell me their life story. Pretty much. And that's okay. Listen, when the first time I meet somebody on a Zoom call or phone call, whatever, I talk to a lot of people. It's always a confessional. And it's like, okay, Father, I'm here. Let me tell you everything I've done bad, why I'm not a success, or why everything I've tried has never worked, why. And it's okay, because that's what I'm here to help. And it's cool. And usually what happens is they're just wanting me to know where they come from. It's like sitting down with a doctor and giving them the history, right? So it's cool. But it does tend to be a little bit on the negative side. I think you can imagine why it would be. And I'm cool with that. I just like, hey, shoot, let's have a cup of coffee and just get through it. But sometimes I hear people beating around the bush. And my ear is tuned to that. Having done this for so long, I can kind of hear what you're not saying. I'm very insightful in that sense. And I can hear what's between the lines, if you will. So what they're doing is, in journalistic terms, and I was a journalist for, I studied, I trained as a journalist and got on radio, did the news a few times. But so I actually have that training, that AP training and all that stuff. And but in journalistic terms, burying the lead is kind of what they're doing. They're taking what's really happening and they're just putting it way down, 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 someplace way down in the copy at the bottom of the page, you know, somewhere deep in the newspaper or on the website, someplace like that. And they're not really getting it. They're actually starting with secondary details. That makes sense. So just think about that for just a second. Is there something going on in your life right now that there is something underlying that's actually the real issue, that's actually the real cause? And is it very simple, but on the surface, you're just talking about something else. Don't lie to me. I know you're doing it. We all do it. It's very difficult just to get to that point. In fact, a lot of the work that I do is bringing people to the point where they go, yeah, you're right. And they figure that out and they just start going to that lead. So here's what happens. When you bury the lead, that means there's some negativity happening someplace. And so you're talking about it kind of in a different way. Why? Because it feels good. You don't want to talk about the bad stuff. I'm fine with the bad stuff. I just get out of the way and just go. I just say it. As you can tell, doesn't always serve me really well, but eventually it works out. So how does this relate to improving your life? Well, sometimes I hear people say something like this. So listen very closely. You might have said this before. I'll keep it really simple. Sometimes people say, I can't focus on anything. I can't lose weight. I can't get anything done. I don't know why I can't seem to focus. I hear that every day. So what are they really saying? Well, they're saying they can't focus on anything. They need help with their focus. No, that's not what I hear. The lead's been buried. They are focusing on the wrong thing. If you think you can't focus on what you need to focus on, you're focusing on something else, aren't you? Buried the lead. Sometimes I hear them say, I can't get myself moving. Unless you can't walk and you're sitting on a couch and you can't think and you can't listen and you can't move your mouth and you can't open your eyes, unless you just can't be asleep, you're moving. So what's the truth? When you say, I can't get myself moving, I can't lose weight, I can't do this stuff. Now, the truth is you are moving. You're just doing something else in the wrong direction. That's it. I'll share a story on the show with my wife about my pharmacist. I was celebrating my weight loss. I'm off my blood pressure medication entirely. It's taken me about 6 months to do that. I don't know how I ever got on it, but just go with the flow, right? But now I'm off it entirely. And so I picked up the last batch and I said, this is it. I'm not going to see you anymore. And she goes, what? Everything okay? You moving? I said, no, I lost a bunch of weight. I lost 37 pounds. I don't need this anymore. And she goes, I can't lose weight. I can't exercise. I can't diet. I said, no, you're just busy being a pharmacist. You don't have time to do the other stuff. You just haven't focused on that. As long as you focus on you can't doing it, you're never going to do it. And she goes, good point. Doctors, pharmacists, even they say things like that, and they know what they're doing. Some people say, hey, Scott, I don't have enough money. I don't have enough money. I just can't make ends meet. Heck, you know, right now it's inflation. Everything's going, there's a bubble happening. I don't have any money. Oh, no, that's not the case at all, right? I mean, let's bring up Scott logic here, okay? Scott logic, my version of common sense, it's always right, for me anyway. If you say, I don't have enough money, I say, no, you need more money. Because as soon as I say I need more money, my next question is, well, how do I go get more money? If I walk around saying I don't have enough money, I'm not even focused on how to get money. So this is a little bit different. This is kind of where I go with things often. It's kind of between the lines, insightful stuff that basically says, you are thinking, when I say I can't focus on anything, you're thinking that's it. No, you actually focus on something. So I guess I could wrap this by saying you are, in fact, not going directly to exactly what you're feeling and exactly what you need to be doing, exactly what's happening in your life. If you will go out today and just monitor your language and just pay attention to that. Pay attention if you're putting these arbitrary blocks up there that are actually not really defined. You're burying the good stuff in your life way down underneath and you're not dealing with what has to be dealt with. A lot of it going around these days. There is. Sometimes you don't deal with anything and social media supports you on that. So stop it. Listen to yourself and change your languaging. Okay, I'm done. Hey, don't get caught, man. It's so much easier. And yeah, I understand you have to train yourself to do it. You really do. And it will take time. But I also make you this promise. If you can think that way and train yourself to think that way, you'll be so grateful. You'll be so joyful. You'll be just happy to take on the day no matter what comes your way. You'll be like, let's go. If you would like to have that feeling, this is how it starts. I know, because I'm a grumpy guy when given the opportunity. Otherwise, I'm pretty happy because I talk positively. Have a great day. I'm glad you're here. I'll see you tomorrow right here on the Daily Boost.